Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The New York Giants did what they do and had one of the more ugly disaster. I mean, that first half, I mean, to be losing 10-0 at the half, to go all the way to Germany, to play the Carolina Panthers, who are without question, you know, heading into this game, the worst team in the NFL. And when Bryce Young plays, they are certainly the worst team in the NFL. I mean, it took an injury to Dalton, a car accident, for Bryce Young to get back in as a starting quarterback. And this team showed up and allowed, I mean, we talk about the defense of the Jets. This New York Giants defense, who at one time, a couple weeks ago, was leading the NFL in sacks, is getting zero pass rush. And this Carolina running attack, Chuba Hubbard just absolutely 28 carries, 153 yards. He ran it right down their throat, and it was obvious from the jump of this game what was going to happen. And you watch, I mean, the defensive performance against this Carolina Panthers team is atrocious. Is atrocious. Whether it's obviously Hubbard running down their throat, whether it's the letting Bryce Young make a big play on third down at the end of the game. It still gave them an opportunity to get the ball back and go down and tie it up. But, like, these are plays that Young doesn't make. This is an offense that is awful. This is the worst defense in the league who you allowed to be, who shut you out in the first half. I mean, this Giant team is an absolute joke. And I'm sorry. This was the best case scenario was losing this game. I wanted it all week, so I'm happy it happened, but still watching it is so impossible to watch. And Daniel Jones, and again, I know it's not always just about Daniel Jones. I don't want to make it just about Daniel Jones, but my goodness, he is awful. And you can hear, like, now they're going to finally, Dable says they're going to evaluate the quarterback position, like, after defending him forever. And he even took blame on the flea flicker as some sort of, well, I wish I had that one back. I don't know if I love the play call. The play call worked. Like, that's what you watch these games. You watch Daniel Jones play from early on. He's got neighbors for a first down on the first drive. I don't know what will happen from it. I don't know what happens from that point on. But he's got neighbors in a clean pocket, stepped into the throw, and sailed it 10 feet over his head. Like, every time he is incapable of getting the ball down the field, and they make play calls for him, the flea flicker, to get, and the offense was working. Like, the run game, Tracy, I know he fumbles at the end of the game to cost him, and thankfully he did that. But, like, Tracy, 18 carries, 103 yards, and a touchdown, and a long touchdown run. The inability to do anything in the red zone is still laughable from this team. Turnovers, missed field goals, you get Gano back, great. I mean, they are just an absolute disaster on every level. And Daniel Jones, I'm sorry, I can't watch him anymore. Like, why is he still the quarterback? He should have been benched at the half. And Dable's asked, did you even consider benching him at halftime? No, I didn't consider. Why? Did you watch the game and how bad he was in this game? And I'm listening, and I you know, I love Paul Dottino, but this is the kind of stuff that drives me crazy. I turn on the post game, and I don't know if it was the first segment or second segment, but he's talking about how good Daniel Jones was the last drive of the fourth quarter to tie the game. And I'm like, what? If Daniel Jones was a somewhat decent, capable quarterback, this game is a rout. The Giants win this game easy. He's incapable of throwing the ball down the field. He's incapable of throwing with pressure in his face. He's incapable. He is dragging this franchise down. He's dragging this coach down, and that's my fear. And I'll be honest, because I know the coach is going to get a lot of grief right now, and we're going to have a big-time discussion about it. And to be fair, I said the same thing about Robert Saleh. I'm well aware of my record on this. I'm open to the idea I'm wrong. Because I thought the same thing about Robert Saleh. Now, Robert Saleh never made the playoffs. Brian Daboll did. Robert Saleh clearly never won a playoff game because he didn't make the playoffs. Brian Daboll did. I put a lot of the blame of Robert Saleh at the feet of Zach Wilson and every other stinking quarterback he had during his tenure, because it's impossible to win in the NFL when you have that level of quarterback play. Now, again, I think they would have been better off not firing him, but I can't stand here and tell you Robert Saleh is a good head coach. Looking at what I'm looking at now, I do believe that Brian Daboll can be a good head coach in this league. I think for one magical year, he was able to get the best out of Daniel Jones, playing an easy schedule, and just before the defenses could adjust to it, he was looking for his one read. If it wasn't there, he was tucking and running it. You had obviously a great running back in Saquon Barkley, and they scored just enough points to make it work, and then got hot and played well the last couple games of the year. I do think he can be a good head coach in this league. The quarterback is dragging him down. Daniel Jones is dragging down the franchise. There's no other way to put it. Did they do it to themselves? Did they break him? Did they bring in bad coach after? Did they have his good rookie year with Pat Shurmur and then give him Joe Judge? Absolutely. Absolutely. There are a million, the offensive line and the inability to fix it, the coaching, give him Garrett for his offensive coordinator. Like, there are a bunch of reasons why Daniel Jones is what he is. But it doesn't change the fact that he is what he is. And watching him play, watching him throw short, late, and behind on a 1 yard out when it's 3rd and 7, for an interception. Like that, I can't take it. I can't take it. I can't watch him. And the flea flicker is the perfect example, and the pictures are everywhere on social media. When you watch it, yes, eventually he has pressure in him. This is the NFL. You're going to have pressure in your face. He's got two. Wandell Robinson, and you could see how upset Wandell Robinson is. You can see how frustrated Brian Daboll is. Like, he is holding them back. That is a big play. And as Kurt Warner was saying so eloquently and perfectly, he's now my favorite analyst on TV, because he said it exactly right. Over the course of the game, you will watch, much like the touchdown drive, the field goal drive, rather, at the end of the game to tie it, Daniel Jones is capable of making plays here or there. He is not completely inept. He's not the worst thing I've ever seen at the quarterback position. He's capable of making a play here or there. But when it comes down to the big moments, when it comes down to consistency, when it comes down to making big plays down the field, Daniel Jones doesn't have it in him. He does not go down the field. He does not see open receivers. He multiple throws in this game. He has a clean pocket, steps into him, and sails them. He is an awful quarterback dragging this team down. And he is incapable of playing winning football. Incapable.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And if he, I'm telling you right now, I still believe in this coach. I feel less confident in the GM, but I believe they're a tag team. And I do... I'll hang on to this until it's no longer feasible to hang on to, or it doesn't matter because they're gone. They were brought here because of what happened in Buffalo, because they took on the project. They believed in Allen. They drafted him. And Brian Daboll developed, without question, was the biggest project in the draft. And they turned him into Josh Allen. A lot of Josh Allen has to do with the coaching of Brian Daboll. I believe in Brian Daboll and his ability to work with a young quarterback. He got the best out of Daniel Jones for that 1 year. That's all he could do. And I do want to see him and this group develop and draft a young quarterback who could possibly change the franchise. And I keep getting it left and right. Oh, it doesn't matter where you draft. You can pick anyone. Oh, the Giants aren't a quarterback away. I know, the Giants aren't a quarterback away. The Washington Commanders weren't just a quarterback away. The Houston Texans weren't just a quarterback away until they were. Until they were. It changes everything. It uplifts everything. Like, it's like they're better off trying to build an entire roster and then hope they find the quarterback. It's flawed thinking. And now, I agree, this draft isn't as good as last draft. I understand. And Sanders and Ward at the top of this draft aren't the same as Williams and Daniels. I get it. But I need them to have the option to draft that quarterback, or I need them to have the option of trading for someone who does believe in that quarterback and getting more picks. No matter how you put it, losing games is in their benefit. And the only thing that kills next year is allowing Daniel Jones to be the quarterback, which would happen if he gets hurt. He can never see the field again. I respect him. He's a tough son of a gun. He should never take a snap for the New York Giants again. Anything else is flat-out malpractice. And I want Daboll back, and I want Joe Shane back, but if Daniel Jones is allowed to start again, there are two things, one of two things. If Daniel Jones is starting in 2 weeks, if Daniel Jones ever sees the field again for the New York Giants, there are two options. One, the coach and GM are completely inept and they're morons and I'm wrong and they need to be fired. Or two, the owner is pulling the strings, insisting that they play the quarterback, and in which case, then what's the point? Fire them anyway. Like, honestly, if Daniel Jones is on the field again for the New York Giants, then blow everything up, because it's the most idiotic decision that they could possibly make, and I wouldn't have belief in anyone surrounding it. I wouldn't have belief that this GM and coach have enough standing in the organization to make their own decisions, in which case, bye, or they're absolute morons who believe trying to win these games or playing Daniel Jones is somehow in their best interest, in which case, you're morons, goodbye. So if Daniel Jones sees the field, no matter what the reasoning, I don't want the coach and GM. They're they're either completely inept or they are being told what to do by the owner, in which case they'll be told on who to draft, and I don't need them. I don't need them. He doesn't believe in them anymore, so what's the point? I can't change the owner. He's going to be here. So either the owner is making decisions, and then I don't care who the GM and coach are, or these two morons are inept if Daniel Jones sees the field. That's it. We are done with Daniel Jones. It's not all his fault. I don't hate him. I don't take pleasure in this. It's just, and in fact, as much as, you know, this is probably more of an even a damning statement. If it wasn't for the clause in his contract, the injury clause in his contract, I wouldn't bench him because he's that bad that he's costing them games and I want to lose. It actually would make sense to keep him in there if there wasn't an injury clause. But I can't see him anymore and he can't be part of this team next year, and there's only one way that happens. It's over. The New York Giants season is over. The Daniel Jones experiment is over. And I don't care if they win. I don't care. Lose every stinking game. It doesn't carry over. It doesn't mean anything. Go get the young quarterback. That means something. Go change the franchise. That means something. Meaningless wins against the you know, going to, what, go beat Dallas on Thanksgiving? That'll make everybody's Thanksgiving great. You know, you're gonna, the turkey's going to slide down better if they beat the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Who gives a damn? Who cares? We're going to take pride in a Thanksgiving Day win? Who cares? The minute it's over, I'm going to go, oh, yeah, that's right, they're 3-9.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.